Hey, how are you guys doing? Welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and sorry about the lack of videos. My father's death is still very fresh, but you probably already know what I'm going to share with you today. But in case you didn't know, I have a lot to share with you in terms of breaking news from Maricopa County. And let me turn my phone off because I guarantee you it's going to go off. Hold on one second. I'm really sorry about this. Really sorry. Anyways, okay, just turned my phone off. Before I get started, I wanted to let you know it. Did you know that the national average of people running out of retirement money is 10 years? So if you retire, the national average says within 10 years, you're going to run out of money. So that's something I can help you with. The link is in the description. You should watch this video, but I could show you how to build legacy wealth. Tax-free retirement. You did not hear me incorrectly, and to show you how you can be your own banker. And so you want to check that out. The link is in the description, and I'd love to help you with that. Also, if you want a natural way to build your health up, then essential oils might be just the thing for you. So there's a link in the description as well. So some breaking news that came out. Let me share my screen, and we'll start with that. And let me make sure I have my sound up. Okay, let's see.
So again, if you could tell our viewers the latest that you have on the development of this password, if you could explain that one more time.
Sure. So the county, Maricopa County, reported to the auditors today that they do not have the password to look into the administrative functions of the machine. That's different than the actual normal everyday function. If you think of it like your computer, you know, a lot of people can log in as users, but very few people can log in as administrators. So when the auditors were examining the machines, they were examining it as a user. And then they reached the point where they needed the administrative password. And when they reached back out to the county was forced to acknowledge that they didn't have the password, which means they didn't have it for the election, which means they did not have any control over the machines for the election.
Isn't that something? So the latest breaking news is they didn't have control over the election in their county. But I thought they did audits. I thought they audited the machines. What? What? They lied to us? No, the government never lies to the people. Never. So there's a lot of, we're discovering a lot of chain of custody is being broken across the election, a lot. And that's on the County Board of Supervisors. So we're winning the war, right? We might be losing a few battles, like we couldn't kick them out yet with the recall, because we were just like that short of the number that we needed. I mean, we were almost there. They were almost out of a job. So we lost a little battle, but we're still winning the war. And here we go. I mean, whistleblowers are coming up like crazy, because now that there's so much evidence that people have, whether it's the Mike Lindell team or the Antrim County or here Maricopa, and now New Hampshire, is happening. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. People are starting to come out of the woodworks because orange, they don't want to wear orange. Orange just doesn't look good on a lot of people. And they don't want to be caught up in the orange, because as all this is coming about, and we are over the target. And I'll tell you why we're over the target, because the DOJ just sent Karen Fan a letter, and it was specifically quoting two federal laws, and it had to do with the safety of the ballots and yada, yada, yada. They haven't come to the Arizona yet, and I hope they don't. And if they do, I hope they get sent for trespassing, because this audit has nothing to do with the federal government. This is an Arizona thing. This is given, the Arizona Constitution has given the Arizona legislature the ability to do this audit. On top of that, we, the people that are their boss, told them they need to do that. That is something we've just forgotten as American people, that we are the boss, that we tell the government what the government needs to do. And the laws are there to stop the government from infringing on the lives of the people. I think you are smart enough to know how to run your own life. I really don't think the government needs to be telling you what's best for you, because I have a feeling you've lived this long, you know what's best for you. Don't you agree? And so that's the other breaking news, is that our Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, needs to mind her own business, stay in her lane. This is not her lane. If she wanted to get involved, she should have got involved earlier when we the people demanded that she does an audit, and also when we the people told her not to certify this election. She should have done it then, but her chance and her time is over, and she needs to step aside because she is getting involved in something that is not her lane. There's a separation of power for a reason, okay? And so the County Board of Supervisors has failed and failed and failed and failed and failed. And I hope, you know, when I say we lost a battle, in my gut, I really don't think we lost the battle. I'm not going to say anything now, okay? But we're over the target. We obviously found out their incompetence of running the election, and they haven't handed over routers to, according to the subpoena. So they're in contempt of a subpoena, which also could get them in legal trouble too. So they're in contempt of a subpoena. They're not handing over the equipment needed. So it is my understanding, and I am not an IT person, so I could have this information incorrect, but it is my understanding that the routers are important because it will also solidify who sent the switch to which machine. So let's say there was a switch that came from Russia or China or Italy, wherever it's coming from. It is my understanding, obviously they found that there was the switch in the machine, but that router is going to say where it came from and which exact machine it went to. And that is my understanding of it. So that's why it's important to get those routers. Now, hopefully I'm not giving you incorrect information, but that's my understanding of it. So you might want to do some research on that, because I never want to mislead you on purpose. So that's the two breaking news that's going on. Katie Hobbs is trying to get the DOJ involved. Now we are looking at state ballots. State ballots. I don't know if they have any standing with the federal ballots. There were about 30, I think the number was 30,000 federal ballots that were filled out, which means to me, that's a red flag that a lot of people who shouldn't have been voting in our election got a hold of a federal ballot, because the states cannot stop people requesting a federal ballot. And so that needs to really change, because really the only ones allowed to vote is a U.S. citizen, and that's just not happening. So let's talk about Atrium County really quick. Okay. Some big news coming out of there. Right now, everything has been, so it went from a civil matter to a criminal matter, okay? So the attorney that's handling the Atrium County case in Michigan just turned the case into a criminal and cited the Secretary of State there and the county recorder there. So that's huge news. So who knows what's going to become of our audit now. So we really need to put pressure on the legislature in Michigan to start an audit. We really do. Let's help the attorneys out there that's fighting. It's like this one man against the whole government in Michigan. So I think we should start writing emails to the legislature there and put pressure under them. I also believe that we need to also support Windham, New Hampshire, because the people spoke out there and the people in charge don't want to listen. And I think we need to put some pressure in that they need to listen to we the people. We the people know who they want to have the audit done by, because they don't want a repeat of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors lie to them and say everything was on the up and up when the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors didn't even have the password. Domino's had the password. That means Domino's was in full control of the Maricopa County election. So people are getting scared and we're over the target, and we know we're over the target because they want to stop us at all costs. Please, guys, put pressure on your legislature. Get the pressure off of Maricopa County. We need to divide and conquer the enemy that's around us. So please start like pressuring your county, your legislature, to start audits. We need the help. I mean, even if your people won, according to the documentaries that are out there, your votes got switched too, and pretty soon, before you know it, you're going to be a swing state, when Arizona is not a swing state, not a swing state. And Dr. Frank also is looking at the information in Colorado, and based on his data, Colorado is not a blue state. It's a red state. And their goal, if you watch the legislative hearing back in November, there was a lady who overheard, they actually told her to her face that they are making the state blue on purpose. Like, that's what they're doing. So it's not a coincidence that all this stuff happened. Oh, and let me tell you another win that we had. So we lost one battle with the Board of Supervisors, but I really, truly do not believe we lost that battle. I really don't think so. I think someone's going to be wearing orange soon, but who knows? I don't know. Just my speculation, just my guess, based on the fact that there's a lot. The Zuckerberg thing, they got money from him, and then, you know, they didn't have the password. Supposedly, they're not giving over the routers. I don't know where this thing is going to go. Okay, I kind of do, but I'm not going to say where I think this is going to go, because whatever. Anyways, I lost my train of thought. Hold on, let me get it. Well, I completely lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was going to say. But anyways, that's the breaking news. DOJ sent a letter. Katie Hobbs is trying to get them to get out here. They really don't have any jurisdiction. If they come out here, I hope they get trespassed. County Board of Supervisors didn't have the password for the machines. They have broke chain of custody several times throughout the election. And then Atrium County went from civil to criminal. And now we have New Hampshire that we need to help. New Hampshire, Michigan, take the pressure off Arizona, help Arizona people. We're weeks away from getting the audit info. I'm really proud of Arizona for not divulging their findings with all their findings. I'm really glad. Let's keep that close to the heart until the whole thing is done, so we can reveal everything at once. And it's interesting because the whistleblowers are coming out like crazy because they don't want to see orange on them. And maybe if they get in front of it and provide, you know, the evidence or information, perhaps they get to avoid wearing orange. So we're winning the battle. And there was something about that I was going to point out, that we're winning something else, and I just can't remember what it is. But we're winning the battle. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Hope you have a great day.